Blog Talk Radio.
The violence, and let's talk unity. We're going to have a lot of people calling in today. We're going to be talking about unity, and we're going to show you all today how we chop it up, how we come together, how we support each other. And I also got this hot track by Rock Grizzly called Is It Because I'm Black? Y'all can definitely check that out. Go to his YouTube. YouTube is definitely a hot video. Shout out to Future Guru 100 for turning me on to Rock Grizzly. But when you go to YouTube, put in Because I'm Black. It's definitely a hot video, and it definitely got a message behind the music. That's what music is all about at the end of the day. But y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. And also, shout out your people. Shout out your fallen soldier. Shout out your community. Shout out your hood. Shout out everything that's positive, what you're doing and what your team is doing, because that's what we about here on Diva Spot Radio. You can also check in with us on a live chat. So make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Holla at your diva. We about to get into some My Hip Hop by Slay Stones. Let's go, y'all.
It's time we get out of West Texas. You fucking with some real MCs, what we doing for hip hop? Hip hop to my death, and it's death to a part. Do my part as a man, and she'll always have my heart. From the start, when she started out, East over beat, had a way with the words that she made me wanna creep. Big L Wu Tang, but that B.I.G. Q-tip Nasir, and that beat my beat. Made me feel real good, and they knew that I was blessed. Had me seen her for her loving, and she took it out west. Tupac, Snoop Dogg, put that love in your life. Your bustle was in love, and you're right. It got to the point I couldn't leave you alone. It got to Pockin' that B.I.G. home. 1996, to the South you came. It was at that point then, I can never be the same. Simply fell in love with you and had to change your name. Cause the suckers I was fucking you was fucking up the game. Name should I say, there's a few MCs. Salute and respect to the gang's OGs, who laid it out for me, how to ride over beat. Every track gets ate by the words that I speak. And I speak just for her, she my hip-hop lady. Impregnate the game, hip-hop baby. Everything that I do is for you. Hip hop is my love, and it's true. Ain't no stopping that. Hell no, ain't no stopping that. Yeah, yeah. Hip hop, hip hop.
motherfucker while I'm letting it go. A testimony to a passion that I feel in my soul. It's called music, and by now I should've wiped that bitch. Cause from all the verse I've written, I'm just nice when I spit. I'm as live as it gets. If I was you, I'd leave me alone. When gospel leaks up out of my dome, then cathedrals and Rome. But I remember back before I knew about rap. Before rhymes, freestyles were blowing fire on the wax. I lacked patience and was quick to leave a knot on your dome. But nowadays, I toned it down a bit, I'd rather just flow. All the times I lose my focus and it shows on the path. But rap will always be my whip, so I just sit and relax. Take it up back, chillin' till the feeling comes back. Cause I could always have, so probably always will for this cat. Keep in mind at any given time, I'm liable to bust. But just the Jones that I have for rap is more than a lust.
Yeah. Okay. I see you, Slay Stone. Appreciate the baby. Slangers, more money. Hip-hop is the reason that I talk this way. Run DMC, the reason why I walk this way. Hip-hop trying to lead, so I'll go ahead and keep sweater. And beg her to stay. I remember good music back in the day. Hip-hop is the culture, we ain't come to play. I wonder where this fly with groups like Public Enemy. And can't forget about N.W.A. Just imagine, it was Big Pun, Big L, and B.I.G. all on the same stage. Now that would be such a sight to see. In the slaughterhouse shop and y'all couldn't cop a CD. Hip-hop is more than just the love to me. It's more like life to me. I feel like we supposed to be. Pop music is a friend without a man. Why? Cause she always trying to mess up our plan. You gotta rap about swag to get more sin. Y'all fairy tale rappers over sin. I'm all about the money, but you gotta rap within. It's only so long, patience isn't thin. Look at the difference between now and then. You gotta put yourself a lyrical test. R.I.P. the swag, I'm old school fresh.
See what I said? I'm old school fresh.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That was, shout out to Slay Stone. That was his joint right there called My Hip Hop. I love hip hop. We all love hip hop. But there's always some withdrawals and some backlash that come from hip hop in any situation, urban, period. And we getting into it tonight, man. We talking about stopping the killing. And we talking unity on this show tonight. We're going to show them tonight what it is to really rep your people, rep your community, rep your industry, and show them that we can come together, network, like my G genius would say, we can network to get net worth. So it is what it is. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can check in with us live in the chat room. Big shout out to Guest 13810. You can put rep your people in the chat room, give some shout outs, and give us your input on what we're talking about tonight. I got another one of my G's live in the building with us. I got Genius live in the building with us. Genius, what's up, man?
What's good? What's good? What's good, man? Definitely
got to
call in and show my support.
Oh, that's what's up. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You know we're talking about stopping these killings and talking unity. Big shout out right now. We want to give a shout out in a moment of silence to DJ Megatron. So big shout out to DJ Megatron. Yeah. We're going to give him a moment of silence right now. Another one of our fallen soldiers that we lost, he was definitely a grinder, definitely loves hip-hop, definitely loved his craft, and unfortunately his life was taken this Sunday morning. You know, he was shot and killed. If you want to go into more details, and we will be discussing more of the details about what went on later in the show, but if you want to get more details about what happened and what to say that happened with DJ Megatron, you just go to Google and put in DJ Megatron. I want to bring in another one of my G's all the way from Brick City, live in the building with us. We got Doc live in the building with us right now.
Hey, you doing there, FDB?
Most definitely. Welcome to the show, Dot. Meet Genius. Genius, meet Dot.
How you doing, my
yo,
dude?
What's going on, fam?
I'm all right, man. I'm maintaining. Keeping my head up.
At the end of the day, that's all we can do, man.
Yeah.
Unity.
Oh, yeah. Definitely unity. Let's talk on that topic right there, Dot. Bring us open.
You can get so much done with unity. It's crazy. You can get so much done because I witnessed it with my own eyes. When you divide it, you can't really get nothing done. But when people come together and got common causes and got goals and they willing to make a commitment and put forth that effort, a lot of things could get done. Ain't nothing ever got done by one person. It always took unity. Especially dealing with us as people. You gotta have unity. You ain't gonna be able to get nothing done without that.
You definitely right. I like what you said when you said nothing got done by just one person. It takes a lot of people to make something happen and make a difference. But a lot of us, and like you said, we're our people, you know. You know, a lot of us say, yeah, I'm for the cause, I'm about the cause, and this, and that, and so forth. But we turn around and do the same mess that we was telling somebody else not to do. And the ones that are suffering the most is our youth.
And what is the cause? A lot of people don't even know what their cause is. Their cause is not even really a cause. The cause is something that need to get done that's going to be beneficial for a whole lot of people. They cause is backwards. It's messing up. It's messing up for a lot of people. Like you was talking about with the violence. Huh?
I said you're definitely right about that.
Yeah, like you talking about the violence. Like, a lot of the causes don't make no sense, so they don't got no cause. Like, you ask somebody, like, what's their cause is, I'm going to hear what they tell you.
You got to go there. What is your cause? You know, what are you representing? What are you, standing for? And, we stay divided because a lot of us want the shine. Like, the shine ain't everything. It's because I want your spot. I want what you got rather than getting your own. And a lot of us fail to realize we all start off as a flame. We all got our own light. All of us, no matter what situation you are, if you alive and breathing, whether you disabled, it doesn't matter. We all have a flame right now. We all a flame, but it's what you add to that fire to make it larger, to make it spread. If you got negative oil, let's put it like that, you got negative oil or negative gas that you're adding to your flame, it's going to spread a fire and destroy everything around you. But if you add in positive oil or positive gas to that flame, what it can do is it can light up a whole situation. It can light up a whole community. So if things are looking bleak around you, don't let your current situation determine your identity. And that's what I want to talk about right now for the next couple of minutes. Our situations and the situations that we be in from time to time, we letting it determine our identity. So I want to start at the top with Genius. You know, let's talk about neighborhoods because we all say it's from the background, it's where they grew up at or whatever the case may be, letting their current situation determine their identity. What do you think about that and what some of the tips that you would give someone out there that's living in a crime infested or jacked up situation, period, Genius?
Well, I mean, for me, I say this, everything starts in the household first. It starts at home first. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got to get our moral compasses right. I grew up in, you know, the times when, you know, they say the village raised you, the whole neighborhood raised me. We cared about our environment. Everyone, all of us cared about our environment and where we lived at. And those are times we need to go back to. You know, you should care about where you lay your head at. You know, where you rest at the end of the day. You know, we should all care about that. You know, we got kids out there. We should all care about those kids. That's what we need to do. We need to stop turning our heads, you know, to certain situations, because that's what, you know, causing a lot of the violence and things to happen, because we turn our heads. You know, we act like we don't see it. It's like stepping over dirt. You know, you can't step over dirt, because eventually it's just going to keep piling up until it's on your front door. And you shouldn't have to wait until it's on your front door for you to realize that, okay, I can do something now to help, you know. And we all have a responsibility to, you know, to bring forth that real change. It's like when Obama, you know, was running for election and was talking about change, he didn't say I was going to bring forth that change. He meant we all had that responsibility to go forward and make change. And that's what we all need to do, is make that change, you know. And that can be anything, whether it's volunteering time, educating, financially, whatever. You know, we need to stop the things that's going on, you know, because these are our people that's falling every day, every day. You know, every day, and it's sad. I mean, I was hurt to even find out about that situation, along with a whole list of others, you know, that's happening, and it's sad. You know, too many people that's dying young. You know, there's too many bright futures are being ended because of syphilis violence, like your brother said. You know, I mean, there's no real morals behind that. You want to fight and do things like that, then go to war. Yeah, I mean, for real. Do that out in the battlefield. Don't do that on the streets. The streets ain't a battlefield, for real. You live in Willie Lynn's tactics by doing that. You know, to stop dividing ourselves and start working together. You know, we need to be more creative and find new ways to be able to reach each other so that we can do better and prosper and shine together.
You definitely right about that, Genius Dot. I want to get your opinion on the situation to those young brothers, those older brothers, and the, even the young sisters and young brothers that's listening now, and who out there now just, you know, just fed up, like, you know what, ain't no use for me to try, because they don't used to try it. Better. I definitely want to get your comments on that.
Yeah, you can't never give up. That's rule number one. No matter how hard it get, no matter what you're going through, everybody had days worse than others. You ain't never supposed to give up though. You're always supposed to have faith in yourself. Anybody that's a good role model to you, or that you could look up to, get good advice from, that's a good person. I'm sure it's some of them type of people in every community. Them the type of people that you gotta surround yourself around. The type of people you surround yourself around, that's the type of person you is most likely. You know what I mean? So if you surround yourself around negativity, most likely you're gonna get more negativity than anything. That's how I look at it.
And I like what you said about that. If you surround yourself with negativity, you're gonna get negativity.
Yeah.
It's sad that people sitting around now, you know, wondering why things ain't getting better. It's like, you know, it's some spoiled milk in the refrigerator. You see it spoiled. You see those crumbles and kernels in that milk when you shaking it around. But still, what you do and drink it and hope that your stomach won't hurt. It don't make sense. If you hit your head up against the wall, you're going to get a headache, most likely a concussion. It all depends on how hard you was hitting your head. And, you know, that's one thing about, you know, and I seen myself when I was living in the spires. I almost became a product of my environment.
Environment, yeah.
I almost seen,
because it can happen.
It can happen, and you know when you come a product of your environment. When the devil catch you is when things is going wrong. When things are going wrong. When you weak, that's your most vulnerable time, because now you stressed out. You done gave up hope. You don't know what to do. You ain't trying to strive for the next day. You ain't even looking forward to the next day. You ain't trying to strive to get better. You ain't trying to do. You got. We gotta realize yesterday is not the same as today.
Nope.
And we're not saying this to lecture you. We all coming together right now and building one another up because we know better. We know that everything is not, if everything was perfect, come on now, a lot of us have been lost our mind if everything was perfect. It's the struggle that prepares you for something better. Just like Jesus. Jesus didn't go through his whole life, his 33 years, his short 33 years, mind you. He didn't go through his 33 years of happiness and paradise. He went through those 33 years of giving himself to other people, preaching and teaching the word to other people, educating the community, even when they didn't want to, even when they didn't listen to him. And these same people turned against him and forsaked him and put him up and killed him. But he still prayed for them in spite of and regardless. And I think a lot of times, you know, while we're talking about the environment situation, everybody want to say, look, this is my corner over here, and I'm going to worry about my corner. This is my house over here, and I'm going to worry about my house. I ain't got nothing to do with what goes on outside. But when a little girl get raped and dumped in the back of the buildings, and it's the dude next door to you, now you want to be like, oh, my God, that's a shame. People is crazy in this world. You got to get to know people. You should know your neighbors. Even if they look at you crazy, so what? So what? You say, look, I see that you're moving in. I would just want to say how y'all doing and let y'all know who I am and introduce myself. I like to know who lives next to me, and I'm pretty sure that y'all comfortable in knowing who living next to y'all because we a family in this building. We a family on this block. Extend the invitation. Sometimes we got to be leaders when other people won't, y'all.
Yeah.
We got to be
right about that, Clint.
We got to be leaders for other people want because a lot of we have gotten to the whole generation where if it ain't about us, it ain't about nothing. It's either get down or lay down. And it's so sad because we came up with these little phrases and our youth is living by that now and they're dying every day. How could you be looking out for me and my 13 to 17-year-old is dead laying in the street with his melon cracked open? How was you looking out for us? I want to get your opinion on this. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. And you can listen to me live right now. Go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Check out everybody that's on my page. I got heavy hitters on my page. If you look on the right-hand side, I got the Mary Kay rocking. Oh, man, we got so much stuff on that site. And make sure you subscribe and become a follower because we definitely networking over here. We a family. We about to get into, let's see what we got into, the arsenal. This is always one of my favorites. It's crazy how you can love hip-hop so much and don't know what you want to listen to. That's crazy. To this day, I'm still be stuck.
Because there's so much stuff.
There's so much stuff that I can listen to. But it's this joint by this queen. Her name is DH. And it's called Living. And it was actually produced by Genius. Genius, why don't you go ahead and introduce this joint right here for me?
This is a track off artist DH out of Baltimore. That's actually off of my new mixtape drop April 1st, which is Hip Hop Resurrection. And, I mean, I let it speak for itself. She's very lyrical. I believe in, you know, real lyrical content. I came from the birth of hip hop era, so, you know, I like things to have a message. You know, I hope everybody enjoy and appreciate it.
Came up from the gutter, now you right on top. Who you kidding? We
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, EMT. Y'all know what it is. It's Sunday. We getting it in, and we talking about sticking together, stopping the violence, being heard. Not just talking about it, but being about it. Also, we talking about, let me give credit to the queen. That was just DH with Living, and Genius produced that joint right there. I like that song right there. It's just a nice little cut. I can definitely see myself rocking in that joint right there. But y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Shout your peoples out. Give your 2 cents. And again, you know, I just want to say RIP to all the fallen soldier, all my youth, all my queens, yo. We ain't got to live like that. We choose to live like this, man. I'm going to go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some more love. 614-316, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Aviator Hughes, calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Aviator Hughes, what's going on, King? Welcome to the show, man.
Man, like I've definitely been listening in. Definitely been listening in to, like, what everybody's been saying. And one thing I honestly believe is that, you know, we as human beings need to educate ourselves and expose ourselves to certain circumstances and, like, certain things that are going on. I feel like if a lot of the younger generation would actually see the repercussions of, you know, the negative things that are going on with the violence and the drug dealing and like, all the stuff that they think is cool, if they see the repercussions of it, a lot of them would, you know, change their minds and it would, like, possibly alter their path. And, like, from a musical standpoint, I would have to say that musically, you know, a lot of stuff that's being pumped out through the media and through, like, you know, Radio 1 and everything, it kind of, you know, really controls the minds of, you know, the adolescents. Because everybody knows that, you know, while you're adolescents, you know, nobody really is in a true form or true mindset to really be a leader or really to make their own, you know, decisions for, like, their life. So I really feel like musically a lot of stuff needs to change with content. I would suggest to everybody that is listening to the station right now and listening to, like, what's going on, honestly, go buy, download, rip, whatever you have to do, Black Star's old album. Because, like, okay, there's a lot of stuff on there that really covers things that really need to change within hip-hop community, our own communities, you know, where we're at. And like, it's a quote on there that, like, I live by, honestly. It's from track 11. And the quote states that Most Def says is that the way you act today is where you want to be tomorrow.
Mm.
Now, to me, I could break that down in every facet of my life. But with what we're talking about tonight, with the violence and everything like that, the way you act today, so that means if you choose to pick up that gun, those drugs, start that fight, steal, the repercussions, you're going to have to pay for it tomorrow, because the way you act today is where you're going to be tomorrow. You know, mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like everybody needs to realize that, not just the young generations, because, I mean, honestly, as I look out in my community, there, I see some of the older generations still being involved in certain things and bringing the young generation into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, the way you act today is where you want to be tomorrow, and I feel that's a quote that everybody should, like, you know, try to incorporate in their thought process, you know, as they're living their everyday lives.
I definitely thank you for your comments on that, Mr. Hughes. And you're definitely right about that. The way you act today is where you want to be at tomorrow. And I like what you said, that the youth, there is a program that used to be, well, this was back in Newark, you know, when a lot of the cops really cared. You know, and not to say that they don't care now, but they had this one detective, like when he was in a youth department, and when he got these young brothers and young sisters getting to these fights and killing one another's or just getting little minor stuff, seeing them going the wrong way, he got this whole wall of kids and teenagers and men that's been shot and killed and how they found them. Some burnt up in cars. Some with bullets in their heads, some with bullets in their faces. You know, how they doing these people. And a lot of those kids was actually shooken. Like, for a teenager or a youth or adolescent to see that at a young age, because they don't see the gory side of it. They don't see being locked down for the rest of your life. They don't see, you know, being in jail for a certain amount of years and then coming out, being released, and a lot of us being paranoid, a lot of them being paranoid, because they're back out in the world, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you made a valid point about that. You know, it's not only the streets that get you, but, you know, being incarcerated will get you. And a lot of them, they just throwing 50, 60 years right here. Take 100 years. That's for you. We ain't going to deal with you no more. I mean, that's how they're looking at it, because if you're a threat to society, they just feel like you don't need to be here anyway. Let's go ahead and lock you behind bars. And then when you get out every bit of 30, 40, 50 years old, you paranoid and you can't sleep right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where the whole the medicated drug industry came along. That's a whole nother show. The man is they banking off this, oh, I'm bipolar now, and oh, I'm schizophrenic now, or I got anger management. Here, take these pills, you'll feel better. They could be giving y'all Skittles for all y'all know. It's in your mind, man.
Steve-O, yeah.
It's in your mind. I want to get more. I see the hands up in the on the hotlines, 216-551. That's Y Dot. Why Dot, what's going on? After we get Why Dot comment, I want everybody to stay on the line, because I'm about to play this track by Rod Grizzly, and it's called Because I'm Black. This is Go Hard. Why Dot, welcome to the show, King.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, King. This is Lionel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that comment that you just said about, you know, the whole process, because that's what I call it, a process. After being incarcerated for so long and then getting out and and then getting on depression pills because, you know, all of that is just in your mental, literally. But since we're talking about this violence, this retarded, since nobody just have brains to use their, nobody's using their brain cells, and, you know, so everybody's reacting out of that 98% of emotion called anger. I think it's really, really crazy, especially what just happened to DJ Megatron. But I'm going to tell you something even crazier in my city. A lady and her kids were in her home when two young individuals kicked in her door, shot her immediately. When they shot her immediately, she grabbed her kids and fell into the closet. They kicked her door in because she thought she got her income tax check. They end up getting $4. Or bucks. And then I'm going to tell you, just last week, a delivery guy who delivers papers was making a hard, you know, making his living delivering his papers when a guy just decided to pop out and shoot him and get him for $8. This is what we own. We throwing away our lives for 25 to 50 to life for $4, for $8. Your life isn't worth $8. This is retarded. Like, it not only angers me because seeing that I lost my brother to the streets, you know, to someone who decided to just shoot him in his head because he was screwing your chick, because you have rights to that, you know, that you own it. So I think it's just really, really, really bananas that males, because y'all never really hear about females walking up shooting people in the head, that males is that bananas and that caught in their feelings, as people would say, caught in your feelings and that 98% of emotion called anger and jealousy, that you killing people for what? For what? Like, seriously, this is what we come to. We knocking off we've been knocking off our own race. But I'm gonna say we're knocking it off at a higher percentage nowadays. And for what? $4? $8? Who is you to take somebody's income tax check even if it was there? I mean, it's bananas, it's crazy, and I really think this generation that's under me and the generation that's under them, y'all need to wake up. We can't depend on y'all to be the next Obamas if y'all always shooting people, if y'all always beefing. How the hell are you going to be a lawyer? I can't have a doctor that just shot a nigga in the head. What?
I think the time is now. I definitely think the time is now. I hear us saying we need to start, we need to start, we need to start. No, the time is now. The time is now to do this. We have to act right now. And I was watching Belly yesterday, and I think one of the important pieces was at the end when DMX was about to kill the minister, and he was asking him, you know, will you help me? Will you help me stop this? Will you help me stop this generational curse? And he said, the time is now. And that's real talk. Is that what we need to do, what we should be doing? The time is now. It's already said and done, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got this track here. And, Genius, I'm going to need you to help me out to make sure it's playing at a good quality because it's definitely got great lyrics to it. But, I'm about to get into it right now. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let me get into this right now. Genius, how's the quality on that? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
That's good. All right.
Is it because I'm black?
Ride with me, y'all.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
To make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. resume after resume. It's just a waste of time. I say submit your resume, but yet I'm still using my experience to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they're telling me that I'm not the one they're looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't want it to be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still counting on. Clean shade, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up to date, come in talking properly. The word of Birmingham shake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence, the past ain't deadly, so I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know. Listen, old window don't matter in the whip. Steady looking clean, windows like the tinted system knocking, rims everything, a standout vehicle. Candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the streets, y'all. Paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket. For me to be riding dirty, it's just not an option. Cops drive by and see me and make a U-turn. Steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U-turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over. Shorty riding with me in my ear like, see, I told your hands on they burners while they both walking to my car. Get to my window and they staring at me looking hard, asking for my license, registration and insurance card before they even tell me what the hell they pulled me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact, didn't run a stop sign. Is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me.
Somebody tell me.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm black?
Let me know.
Somebody tell me. What can I do?
It is more for people like me. When straight being born black, it comes with the territory. Seen it all my years growing up and nothing's really changed. We struggle just to get what we get. The outcome's the same. Some go to school, but some catch a bad break. It's only so much we can live, so much we can take. It starts out with the parents we were born to. New clothes to go to school, some couldn't afford to. Welfare, we grow with the food stamps and cheap food. Through all this, they telling us to get good grades in school. It's hard when the roaches and the eating your leftovers. No heat in the crib, can't wait till you get older. Living in the hood, in the ghetto, that's just how it is. Juvenile trying to survive, catching the early bid. Life is now planned for them, hard to just turn around. Once you in the system, boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Hold on. Somebody tell me, what can I do? Hold on. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Is it because I'm black? It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, y'all. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spy Radio ENT. Look, we definitely getting it in. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. What y'all think about that cut right there, y'all? Y'all feeling that?
Yeah, definitely in a classic sample right there, too. So it's definitely what's up.
I mean, I love, and y'all can actually watch the video. I actually played that from Rod Grizzly's YouTube video. If you go to YouTube, you can put in Because I'm Black and subscribe to the channel as well. But it makes a lot of sense what the brother said. And what I wanted to read to y'all is the comments. Y'all know how they leave the comments on your YouTube video? And it was one of them in particular, and it said this. It says, it said, what I like, no, that wasn't it. It was saying that we using this as an excuse. Where is it? I'm going to find it, y'all, but the person was saying, like, you know, no matter how much. Oh, there it is. People are going to keep pulling out the race card if you keep using it as an excuse. How are they going to look past it if you can't? Wow. Are you telling me to look past me being qualified and overly qualified for a job that not just white, somebody Hindu, somebody Spanish, another black person, it doesn't matter. I'm supposed to look over racial profiling. I'm supposed to feel some type of way when I'm riding down the street with my little man, he got a seat on, my back lights is good, my front lights is good, I ain't run a stop sign, but this cop is slowly following me. I should make a U-turn. What do you mean? How could, if we still pulling a race card? I want to get your opinion on that. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Hughes, and then I'm going to get to you, Dot. We're going to get to Y. B and go to Genius. Mr. Hughes, what you think about that? Do you think that black people always pull the race card and make excuses for what they can't do because of our race?
I don't think that. Well, in general, yeah. I think most people that use or sometimes abuse the race card.
Yeah.
They really have lack of knowledge to, you know, what their situation is or like, or pretty much what they're trying to do. I mean, like, I've seen people in like department stores, like Macy's or whatever like that, and it could be packed. And somebody, you know, like, you know, the assistant's helping somebody already, you know, like the clerk's helping some other people, and they'll be like, excuse me. And they'll be like, I'll be done, you know, like, I'll be with you in just 1 minute. I've heard ignorant people say, and I've not only heard it from black, white, or whatever race, or, you know, they're from, but ignorant people, oh, my God, it must be because I'm such and such. Like, you know, like, ignorance is really, like, an undertone to, like, a lot of, you know, people's excuses and reasons for using, it must be because I'm black or whatever like that. That's how I feel personally, like, to a certain extent. Yes, there still is racism out here or whatever like that, but it's not to the extent of how it was back in the 50s, in the 60s and stuff like that. You know, we have come a long way. We do have the opportunity to educate ourselves to compete with any and every race here on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the people that I see that are educated out here and that are going for theirs, I really don't hear them use that.
You're right. I was just about to say that the people that's educated and that's go-getters is grinding and going from there and not giving up, you know, today because they never know what tomorrow can bring. They don't use that. And me personally, I think black people, our people are the ones as fastest to use. Well, not some of us are the fastest people to use that race card. I had to check my sister one day because we was at a dinner. And she was like, oh, if I was that white chick over there, she would have came. I said, yo, you sound unnecessary, and we going to stop that right there. You out here in the public with me. You ain't got nothing to do with white, because not for nothing, your husband act real white. Pull the card. That's just how I felt.
Look at it in this perspective as well. I mean, Chris Rock, you know, did a comedy special, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He made a valid point. He said, it's two kind of black people. He said there are black people and there are niggas.
Yep.
I really do not like using that term. I mean, like, you know, if I'm going to speak to somebody and, like, you know, instead of using that, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, use something else. And really stop saying that, especially out in public, too.
Yeah.
When you're around people of other races or anything. But, like, a lot of times what I see, honestly, it is the niggas that use that, you know, like, oh, it must be because I'm black thing. Or, like, they hold me back because I'm black. The man, like...
Oh, man, I've been hearing about this whole white man holding me down situation and all this stuff. And it's all the white man. It's the white man, the Chinese man, the African man, the Korean man, the Guyanese man, the Geisha man. They all got you down. Dot, go ahead and give your insight on that right there.
As far as like the race card, I believe people probably use it when it ain't necessary because they don't got nothing else to say. They use the race card, but it still goes on though. Like for instance, like what happened with Sean Bell in New York.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know whether it was because he was black or whatever, but it happened. Stuff like that been happening all the time, and the same outcome happened. People get away with doing something that everybody know that they did was wrong, but they still get away. And why? Because of the judges, because of the people that's in power, they let them go. So what we call that? Is it a form of racism, or is it called something else? Because the same thing, consequences supposed to happen to everybody, right? If you're dealing with justice. I can name several cases where the police got away, and everybody know that they had did wrong and killed somebody, and they just, it seemed like everybody just sweeping under the rug as time goes along, like nothing ever happened until something like it happened again.
And you know
it
what?
Just always get swept under the rug. Nothing ever happened to these people.
The thing
even
about
that, police and judges.
And the thing about that, and Queen, I see you, I'm going to get to you, but the thing about that, the reason why they're able to sweep certain things under the rug, we have to be prepared ourselves. We have to be in a position. You know, ain't nothing wrong with going to school and being in a position to say, look, I'm educated, I know what's going on, I know my rights, I know this law. I know what I'm not going to do to myself. What I won't do to myself, I won't do to my people. So we have to start putting ourselves in those higher positions to be able to say, look, this ain't right. And so we can have a leg and also a strong back support. So when we do throw that blow, we don't throw it with our fists. We throw it with our minds. Hey, we got to stop shaking our heads. Stop fighting with your fists. Fight with your knowledge. That's how they're getting us. They're not fighting us with their fists. And even if they do it with their gun, they still getting us with the knowledge standpoint. We got hands up, so I'm going to try to move through my panel. And 317, I see you. I got Aviator. I got Genius. Go ahead and chime in on that, and then I'm going to get to the Queen, and then I'm going to get to Y-Dot. And 317, I see you.
Well, I mean, just like the brother said, I mean, ignorance has been our doom since day one. Before John Holy Hawkins came over and took the first slaves, we were enslaving our own people. So we definitely have to educate ourselves and not let ignorance be our guide, you know. And we have to stop making excuses. We all, each as individuals, have to take on the responsibility for ourselves and our own actions, you know, to stop being lazy. Because when they removed them physical shackles, we placed shackles on ourselves and became mentally and physically lazy, you know what I'm saying? And we have to get out and be active and do things, you know, and that takes us all doing that. And we definitely have to educate ourselves. The more we know and the more we understand, the more we can change. So it all ends with education.
You right about that. And the name that you said in the beginning was John Holy Hawkins?
Yeah.
I want you to tweet me that name so I can pull that person up. See how that went, y'all? He said a name of somebody that I didn't know, but what he said it in the context of, and I asked him to tweet it to me so I can research it. Feed your mind. You feed it with all this other crap. Feed your mind, man. Let's go ahead and go to the Queen. Where the Queen at? I got her right here. Queen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Welcome to the show, Queen. Go ahead and put your input in on it.
Oh, the race part. This is such a touchy subject. But I think we as black people do ourselves a really big disservice if we try to believe that racism is not as prevalent as it is. I fit into the class of educated black people. I'm 26. I have 2 bachelor's degrees, a master's degrees, and I'm working on a PhD. To this day, I can give you recent events where certain white people didn't know I was listening, but I was, and I've been called all kind of black bitches, niggas, all kind of stuff. Racism is very real. Do some people play the race card? Yeah, they do. But it doesn't negate the fact that racism is real, and we are still being pulled by strings. Like, that's a method of divide and conquer. If you have some some black people who think racism is real and some black people who think the rest of us are exaggerating, we're divided. So we're easy to conquer and make us fall and stay down. No, we're not on even playing ground at all. We're not even close to being on even playing ground. With all the education I have, I still have to do 10 times as much as a white woman and probably 20 times as much as a white man when I'm going up for the same job. Like, no, it's not just a card that people play. White people are very racist. It's not even white people. People of other races have begun to be racist against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just white people. Black people, we look down our noses at Hispanics and Spanish people.
Mm-hmm.
But they come over here and they make a life for themselves and they work for it. But we look down our noses at Hispanic people. Africans look down their noses at American black people. And then, you know, truthfully, white people sit at the top of it all. And they continually will if we keep dividing on these kind of issues. Like, we are divided on so many things. That's just like the education debate. Some black people be like, oh, you don't need an education. Y'all go to school all them years and you spend all that money. And look, you can't get a job. You can't do this. I would never go to school and waste my money. And like, those are things where we get divided, and then we're easy to conquer. Because some of us are uneducated, and then those of us who are educated, we snub our noses at those who are uneducated.
And so, you had a point there, what you're saying, that those of us are educated and we snub our noses up at people who are educated, or those of us, we could be in the same business. And I have received this even in my Mary Kay business. You would think that the Mary Kay ladies are the sweetest things in the world. Okay. You know, it's just a position. All of us are selling the same product, and you can make the money that I'm making if you apply yourself the way that I do it. You just can't do it like I do it. And it's a shame. And we can get divided over the smallest things. Like, let's look at it like this, like Pops. They call it Pops now, but back in the day they called them Sugar Pops. They ain't Pops, they Sugar Pops. And there's something for us to be divided about and fight amongst each other against. It's crazy. Why, Doc, go ahead and chime in for us and give us your opinion.
Racism is not an excuse to not do the best you can do.
I'm
gonna say that.
I respect what Candy said, the Queen said. I respect,
But when you talk to racism, I'm not gonna say it's dead, but it's a different form of racism now. It's more power. So if I got power, I can pull some strings. If you don't got power, you below the average class.
About jobs. Job to me stands for just over broke. Now we know that we are in a society, in an economy that's struggling right now, and everybody is looking for a job. Why not start your own business? It ain't that we don't have enough jobs. We don't have enough business to employ the people in the community. We can employ our people. Yes, it's definitely going to be a screening process. Yes, we're going to take some shorts. Yes, we're going to have some concerns. But the reason everybody keeps talking about this job, but having a career and starting your own company is a good look. It's so many question said, starting your own company and going through it and start to employ the people in your neighborhood. Bring them on. You know, give them the option to say, look, I'm down with this company. You can start running your own company yourself. You know, or you can come and work for me for such and such and such. And this is, and you got, and you know, we can, black people, we get right to the point like, look, I'm trusting you with my business. I'm trusting you with my product. You only got one time and you out the door. Point blank, period. We are stuck on this whole thing about this job. We need a job, but we need more businesses. That's where I feel like we're lacking at. We need,
we're scared. We go to school. I get the conversations that the queen just said. Oh my God, you go to school, you pay all this, and I mean, let's not get it twisted. Law school isn't, you know, cheap. Once I graduate and go to law school, so you pay all this, you know, pay all this money to go to school for this, this, and that, and it ain't even no job. You're right. That's the point of me going to school. I can create jobs now. I now have education to be able to help you out.
And what about the investment? You know, let's talk about the whole investment side of the situation. I invested into my education so I could be able to have something long-term. So many of us is caught up on short-term goals that we can't get nowhere. If you got short-term goals, you're going to go short-term. But like Biggie said, it was all a dream. Everything started off with a dream, y'all. Everything starts off with a dream, so if the reality of the matter is you want to make your dreams reality or you want to keep sleeping. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Stop being divided and let's stop the killings, y'all.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Allen, they keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on the back. and she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Ain't nothing like a little biggie, you know, to just, that song should give everybody that listens to it motivation. Like, big shout out to Big. R.I.P. to Biggie. R.I.P. to Tupac. But, you know, it was all a dream, man. I used to read Word Up magazine. It's crazy because I'm looking for a Word Up magazine right now just because it's so hip-hop. But we talking,
hard.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Classic. It's hard to get them.
I can eBay it, to tell you the truth. We talking, I can Google it, Google it everything, but not really. But, you know, we talking about, you know, the situation with racism, and I like one thing that Y.B. said. Biggie never say about racist people holding him back, man. We got to get it on and popping. Do you hear me? We got to get it on and popping. The time is now. And I can't go without playing this joint right here by Aviator Hughes. It's called On and Popping. I like this joint right here. Let's lay back to this one right here. Let's go.
See, it's funny to me that y'all don't know that I've been doing my thing, man. And because since day one, got it on and popping. Say this about him. How dare you call me lame? Boy, I've been pulling dame. Before the fame came, I've been doing my thing. And it's been like how people hurt, quicker than Maserati blurred. My daddy's blood in my veins, so it's second nature, man. Head on hard, let them change them since me. That's how fast I be. When I was doing my thing, they on my TIP, I'm king. Excuse me, they still are, cause I'm looking like a star. Feeling like Frank Sinatra, got a pack of rest of Johnson Bros. That love the way I dress, way I rep Ohio, yes. So please put that on the rest of me, be anything that is less than the best, I confess. I'm about to usher in a new style of artist that they cannot be better than. Cause I'm spitting my life equal to them great mics, worth about 5 mics. So I'm about to blow right on my bro Keep. I just gotta keep it real. I've been doing this way before I got the deal. I get it on and popping, on and going to the world, a pilot, you're the same. They driving, cause my lane, I'm flying back in the day. I used to rock G-Shock, used to get teased like, why you rock that big watch? Now I
game. Finally pick up on game. Funny I was sporting then when Kobe got his first ring. All of y'all to me, you're the who, the herd. Boston Celtics, but I'm a winner. What? Way, way before that Drizzy sh- famous woe. I was standing out before Black Rob chanted woe. Yeah. Bad boy, got my green Nike duck, I'm a bean. I was rocking them when you was AF1 and G. Yeah. So what clone I never be, especially with fashion heat. On day above the bar, high jumpers track me. On my bro tone, I just gotta keep it real. Uh-huh. I've been doing this way before I got the deal. I get it on and popping, on and popping, on and popping.
On and popping, on and popping. That's hot right there. I like hearing that. I like those, it sound like bongos or drums in the back. He was telling me, I was like, what's that?
Congas.
Congas. I like that. That's hot. I can definitely feel that one right there. We got to get it on and popping, and that's definitely in my arsenal. But it's the music that gives you motivation, and we've been talking about the hood, you know, our neighborhoods. You know, we touch situation, but let's touch on health because it's very important. You know, and even with the mates, we're in relationships, and we're going to talk about AIDS and HIV, all this chlamydia, the whole situation going on, like, dividedly. And medical insurance is crazy right now. It's hard to get medical insurance. And believe it or not, if you go, like a woman, I'm going to just give you our number right now. Say I'm feeling some type of way, my stomach hurt, I'm cramping, I'm hurting, and I go to an emergency room. By procedure, they're going to take a pregnancy test. Now, a pregnancy test in an emergency room is $72. $72 for a pregnancy test. And she, they ask you, too, when was your last menstrual? Is it a possibility that you could be pregnant? But the bill is racking up to see you, to take your temperature. That's about $1.50 for using that machine.
Are we talking about the ER?
Oh, yeah.
I got stories about that because I finally got the bills from when I was in that car accident. The days I was in the hospital, I was in the hospital 2 days. It was $15,000.
Man, it's 800 just to ride in the ambulance.
It's 800 just to ride in
the ambulance. My mom's a retired doctor, so I can tell you the cost is crazy.
I guess it depends on where you at because my ambulance ride was $1,800.
Yeah, because it varies from state to state. Like a Tylenol is $40 in the hospital. You know, it's crazy what the healthcare industry does. It's really not designed to help people here. We live in a capitalistic system. You know, they're trying to make money. There's no money in cures. There's only money in treatment. So they want to keep people coming back, you know, like a mechanic in the shop. You know, when they build cars, they're not building it really for the people. You know, it's no money in selling it, but money in the repairs for them.
I think getting back to the natural state of things and the religious state of things is very important for your health. Eat well.
Yeah.
Eat
yeah,
healthy.
Definitely.
If you got a headache, pray to the Lord. Father God, whatever the situation may be, I know you're going to work it out. I keep my faith in all things that you do. And whatever is going on with my body, I know that you're going to take care of it. I know you know what's wrong because you created me in your image. We get so caught up with just going to running and going to get Tylenol and going to get this when we got a pain rather than taking it to our creator. The God of your understanding, whoever it may be, I never would turn somebody away from religion because religion divides us too.
I believe that medicine serves a purpose. Do I believe that it's abused? It's abused. There are a lot of gifts that God gives us that we abuse those gifts, and we don't use them for what he intended us to use them for, because I know with my mom, I pray for her every day. You know, and people that love her pray for her. But, you know, like close to the end of last year, for like just some freakish kind of way, she caught an infection in her eye, and my mother almost lost her eyesight. She almost was completely blind because something got in her eye, and her body didn't dispel it like it should have through her tear duct, and she had an infection in her eye, and she almost lost her eyesight. In times like those where you thank God for medicine because she can see.
Yeah.
She can see. They have no idea what got in her eye. They just know that, like, the pressure in her eye was 6 times what the pressure in your eye normally should be.
And speaking of things, we need to talk to our youth, y'all, about chlamydia. I was talking to me and Jeez and the Queen, everybody was chopping it up today, but this unprotected sex situation and this loose sex situation with just having multiple partners. And for my young kings and my young queens and my older kings and my older queens, it's not worth it just letting somebody use your body like that. Just go in and out of your body and you don't know the status. You know, chlamydia and herpes, it ain't how it used to be back when they used to be able to take, what, some antibiotics, and it was over? Nah, it ain't like that no more. It's not like that no more. You damaging and killing your body, and the AIDS and HIV is at an all-time high. And just because you see these sexy dudes and these sexy girls in these videos, and, you know, they're, you know, sending subliminal messages, I'm a hitter in the back of the car, been in the bathroom. Y'all need to understand that it's a 30-day drop-off right now. You can die in 30 days from a sexually transmitted disease. We have to bring the awareness, and I definitely got to go down my panel so y'all can drop some jewels on these people, period, not just, you know, young, the youth, on the adults too, because it's this thing called emotion that get us all trapped up and jacked up, and we don't know what to do. So I'm going to start with Genius. We're going to go down the panel, and then we're going to go into another hot banger. I got a hot track by Majestic. Genius, go ahead and give it to me, man. Give it to me raw, too.
I say, you know, education again, you know, strap up, man. All these cats is out here, you know, that's out here dipping the women too. You know, it ain't really worth it, you know. Stop making them stupid mistakes. You know, everything that look good ain't good either. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely need to make sure y'all be wary of that. Everything that look good, I'm going to say it again. Everything that look good ain't good. You know what I'm saying? You go into somebody's house, for instance, their house dirty, they don't take care of their house. Gives you a nice outlook on how they take care of themselves. You know? Yeah, I mean, and I'm being real. You know, health at the end of the day is all we have, and I value mine. I don't know about everybody else, but I value my health. You know, you're not going to catch the G slipping like that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm trying to live long and prosper, not die young and quick. You know, especially over some single night nonsense. And on top of that, we got to be wise. You know, especially if we know we're not financially able to handle, you know, the repercussions of that quick moment. You know, be it a child being born, then why do that? You know, if you are going to sit there and do that, then take the necessary things to prevent that from happening. Don't bring a child into a world of suffering. You know, we need to start being wiser on what we're doing because we're damaging their future. Those children don't have a voice. We do. You know, what we do right now, like the brother said earlier, is what we do right now that controls the future. You know, so let that choice and that acting decision that we make be the right one and the wisest and just and true.
That's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and go to Dot. Dot, give us your input on that.
Oh, yeah. Us as parents need to, and sisters and brothers need to start having more sexual education conversations with our kids and our sisters and our brothers. Just having sex topics, answering questions, explaining things, condoms, but especially the diseases, all the different STDs, chlamydia, herpes, gonorrhea, all of them. Showing them pictures, because they got books and stuff out there where you can show them pictures. Pictures could scare them, like show them how real it is and what they could get if they had unprotected sex. I mean, it's basically education, sex education, because ain't nobody grow up, when I grow up, nobody's telling me nothing about sex. I had a lot of people learn on their own as they go along, and that ain't good when you can learn it when you're young. That's my advice. Don't never let a question go unanswered, because they're going to get it answered for somebody else, and they can get the false information.
You right about that. When I was told growing up, like, yo, you get pregnant, you on your own, son. That was enough to scare me. Like, all right. Yeah. You on your own, son. That's all I got. That's all Diva Mary Kay got is you get pregnant, you on your own, and you mess around, you let dudes run up and in and out of you, your coochie gonna fall off. So that's what it was told to me, that I was on my own and my coochie was gonna fall off. So it may have been the best advice, but it's not.
How can we bring another life into this world when we ain't financially stable? You already putting your child in debt.
And then you put your queen in danger, because now we done had this sex, and now I'm not ready for a child. And now I'm like, oh, we got to get this money up for abortion, and we can't even afford rent. But what we fail to realize, my kings and my queens, every time you on that table, getting that baby scraped out of you and they scraping your walls, it's a 90% chance that you would die. And that's real. I'm going to go ahead and move on to Mr. Hughes. Mr. Hughes, give me a little while, man.
All right. Touch on this one, then I have to be out. But it's definitely a serious issue. Like, I know, like, coming up as a kid, I actually, you know, saw somebody, like, die from HIV/AIDS, like, at age 6. You know what I'm saying? And I'll never forget it. You know, like, I mean, that was, like, my first real, you know, brush with, like, seeing somebody perfectly fine and then just wither away. You know what I'm saying? Like, first time really seeing death, for real. And I think one of the major issues is we all think that we are invincible to a certain extent. You know, like, people have to really take into their consideration, and also the person that they're dealing with, that, you know, you're not only looking out for yourself, but you're looking out for your, you know, like, your mate, or, like, you know, your significant other, you know, however anybody gets down or whatever like that. But, you know, you have to take recognition for your actions. You know, condom, I mean, it takes, like, what, 5 seconds to put on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that 5 to 10 seconds can save your life compared to, you know, however long, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all are boogieing for real, or like that. I mean, but that could be, like, you know, an hour, like,
an
hour experience, you know what I'm saying? And, like, next you know, like, it's costing you, like, your life or your health.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of the stuff that's going around today, you know, you can't get rid of. And, like, I think one of the biggest things that, like, I hear, like, you know, a lot of males speak on, is that, you know, well, yeah, you know, she only been with, like, 5 partners, or she only been with 3 partners, or like, yeah, like, I'm her first. I mean, in my mind, nobody is 100% honest, you know? So whether she only had, you know, 2-3 sexual partners or like that, it could be that one partner that has contaminated her and has, like, plagued her with a disease that can be passed along. You know, so you have to take those precautions to not only protect yourself, but protect them as well. Strap up, wear a condom, practice safe sex, you know. And at the same time, you know, it's really allowing us, you know, to really grow into what we may want to be later in life as far as our families and our morals is concerned. You know, I mean, a lot of kids, you know, and are, like, really brought into this world out of wedlock, you know. And, like, some situations are good, some situations are bad. But, you know, for the most part, we have a control over, you know, that situation of bringing the child into this world if we can, you know, practice and maintain practicing safe sex at all times. You know, because some people, you know, like the brother said earlier, some people may not be financially stable to, like, hold down a family, you know. like I've seen people, like some of my friends actually, you know, that have had kids and it has altered their entire life. I mean, that's kind of like my wake up call, seeing somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you always have to experience things firsthand, people. You know, you can look around you and learn from others' experiences and, like, apply that to your life. You know, like, I saw, like, totally change my homie's life. Like, not even the same person. I mean, you know, he did grow up and, you know, become a man and, like, you know, he's there for his family and everything like that. But through that transition, I was like, man, he's going through it. You know, so, you know, safe sex, you know, is definitely, like, you know, the thing that, you know, we need to preach more to the youth. You know, we need to also, as adults, take into our, you know, own responsibilities and practice and really, you know, control that variable that is going around right now with, you know, kids being born out of wedlock and, you know, too early and not ready for a family and then diseases being passed around. We can really control that variable if we would just practice safe sex.
I definitely thank you for your comments on that, and I thank you for coming through and, you know, shedding some knowledge with us, King. It's always a pleasure to have you come here. And, you know, with this, what it's about, it's about unity, man, and, you know, round of applause before you get out of here.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's definitely... No problem. It's all about awareness, y'all. I'm going to move down the panel. It's all about awareness, y'all. And the jewel that I want to drop right now for my queens out there that don't know, if you have a sexually transmitted disease and it has been untreated for a period of time and later on you decide that you never really went and got checked and got your pep smears done and, you know, got your breast checked and got your cholesterol, your health and whatnot, later on down the line that STD will sit on top of your ovaries and inside your most important parts, and later on you may not be able to have a child. You will not be able to have a baby because it has tore the disease, especially the STD, has tore up and damaged so much down there that, you know, you're not able to be fertile. So that's a jewel to drop. It's so important for you to always go see your doctor, even when you don't want to, get your pep smears checked up. And when you go and get your 6 month checkup, ask your doctor, tell your doctor, I want to be tested for all sexually transmitted disease, everything. And I want to be tested for pelvic cancer. I want to be tested for breast cancer. I want to get the whole works. Don't let your doctor tell you that you don't need it. You have a right. That's what you signed that paper for, and that's what they're getting paid for. Let's go ahead and move on down the panel. Y.B., holla at us, my brother.
Yo, I just want to say, honestly, I want to make 2 points, one for the male. Seeing that I was an active individual, the one thing that I regret as growing up and even into my early 20s is having multiple partners. So I want to tell you that it's not cool. It's not the thing to do. Like, it's a lot of emotional ties that's attached to that. It's a lot of BS that's attached to it. And as a male, please, go get yourself, if you do have multiple partners, please make it on the mandatory and on the regular to go get yourself checked out. As my man just said, everybody do not tell the truth. A chick can tell you she never had sex or she had one partner all her life. Her one partner could be that just one slut bucket that's smashing everybody. She haven't been checked out in a minute. Therefore, she's walking around with something. You just had sex with her. Therefore, when you bring whatever you bring back to an individual, you know, you just caught in your own web. And if you want a relationship, definitely, definitely chill with the multiple partners, because that's the one, I think it's two things you can actually do to a woman that's just horrible, and that's have sex with another individual and bring something back to her, or bring her back a baby. Like, and that whole having sex without, like, a condom, like, I do not care how it feels, seriously. Like, I can't, and you know, that's the number one excuse. I can't feel it good. Like, I think it's like estrogen. Like, I need to sit, you know what I'm saying? Yo, suck that shit up, because, like, at the end of the day, you're going to either catch you something that you ain't going to, you know, forget you had, or you're going to get somebody pregnant, and then you're going to want to go do the abortion thing because you ain't ready to have a baby. For my females, I'm really just going to tell you to step your pee game up, seriously. Close your legs. Everything that looks attractive is not attractive. like, you're going to run into that one individual that just got that nasty. He got that if. And he's going to be in, you're gonna be in the clinic with that it shit. For real. Mm-hmm. It's your legs. Everything, you know what I'm saying? The most, I can tell a woman all the time, the most attractive thing I can ever respect out of you is you, we not having sex all the time. Seriously, if I smash you all the time, wow, it's a wrap.
And that's the jewel, and that is the public announcement by Y.B. Let's go ahead and go to the queen, and then we're going to get into this. And how ironically, Majestic got this track called Make It Hot. You, you open your legs, and you'll be careful what you're doing. You're going to make it hot. You're going to be in the clinic talking about it's hot. Queen, go ahead and give us the input so we can get into this fire music, man.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I'm just keep it quick. Like, you got to ask yourself one question. Like, some of us get so testy, like, you can't come in our house with your shoes on. Like, when you step in the door, you take your shoes off. So, with that being said, somebody got to take their shoes off to walk in your house, but they could go in you raw, or you can go in somebody raw, and you don't know them. Like, we don't want to step in mud when we walking outside. We don't want somebody playing in our weave. You don't want nobody smoking in your car. Like, you got all these things for being safe and being clean, but then when it comes to who you with sexually, you will just let anybody inside you. But you won't let anybody inside your house where you lay your head, but you'll let anybody inside your body, or you will go inside anybody's body. Like, you got to have self-control. Like, I've been sexually active since my mid-20s or whatever, but it doesn't mean, like, I've had good sex, but I've never had sex to the point where I just didn't give a damn who I was having sex with. Like, sex should not preoccupy you to the point where you don't care who you lay with. Like, if you at the point, if you having one night stands, please wrap it up, but please understand that nothing is 100% when you are sexually active. Nothing protects you 100% from catching HIV, from catching herpes, from catching syphilis, from catching genital warts. Nothing is 100%. So your best bet is to stop being thirsty. Like, seriously, that's just it. Go get a Sprite. Get some Gatorade.
Yeah, get some power. Get some, because there's a lot of thirsty people out here. And even with, again, rest in peace to DJ Megatron, because it was definitely somebody thirsty that killed them. I want y'all to call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard, because we talking on all the, we touching all topics tonight. What keep us divided as a people, what's killing us as a people. And I love networking with my people, you know, anybody that got any great ideas, you know, and supporting what they do, support their shows, support their movement. We got to start bringing unity to one each other, because even if, you know, looking at this whole thing in the crab in the bucket situation thing, if it's a whole bunch of crabs, you ain't going to get that far, no way. If you got negative thinking, you can go ahead and flush that shit all the way. Just flush it right now. It ain't going to get you nowhere, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Y'all know how we do. We doing a special edition on Sunday because we got to be heard, man. Big shout out to Majestic for this joint right here called Make It Hot. Let's go, man.
Better ask about me. Go junkie boy, bring ask about me. She see me, wanna holler. She see you, nigga. product. Bank account said don't fail me now, but if I get jammed up, might as well be out. Infatuated with the fact I do how I do it. If I see it, I like it. Ain't no question, I' ma pursue it. See it, get it, hit it. If you with it, baby, cause I'm with it. If I hit it, bet you won't forget it, baby, cause I split it. Make it drop. Girl, I'm hot. Ooh, I'm hot.
Yo, chicks ain't they wanna roll with me. Mad, I'm doing my thing. Since your chick, she wanna roll with me. I think it's only right I give her the thing. Because I make it hot, she say I make her hot. You know I make it hot, I'm headed to the top. And if I make her hot, she been all on my job. I treat her like my music and I never ever stop. Let's go, go.
Any, mini, mighty, mo. Catch a chick, get up. If she holler, make her blow. Tell a friend, I'm putting work, so I'm your man. Girl, you better act like you know. So I'm about to blow, I ain't gotta say, get it on the floor. When I walk in the room, she get low.
Oh,
baby, what you talking about? Real killers don't talk it out. Just a yellow tape and the chalk is out. If you talking slick, that's when the hawk is out. My money talk like Charlie Sheen. Y'all rock the red, but I'm a fool for green. Got plenty goals, got plenty flows. So what you want from me? You got everything I need, so baby, it ain't no issue. I must want you, I'm a player, so you gon' need plenty tissue. He grips the steering wheel, whip it hard. Whip it hard, I smacked that. She told me hit it hard. Hit it hard.
She wanna roll with me. I think she's just mad I'm doing my thing. Since your chick, she wanna roll with me. I think it's only right I give her the thing. Because I make it hot, she say I make her hot. You know I make it hot, I'm headed to the top. And if I make her hot, she been all on my job. I treat her like my music and I never ever stop. They black and yellow, but I get them green lights. But if I get that green light,
that mean go till every dollar hits the floor. Gotta mean stroke. She gon' get the paper, stretch a hater. You ain't talking about no money, you ain't talking about a show. Send them shots and I live to see tomorrow. You gon' need another kid, need to borrow. I'm cool like that, act around, I've been a fool like that. Cause I'm dirty with the money, I ain't talking about plump. Hear a lot of threats, but I'm calling y'all bluff. Shank them, shank them. Prison sounds so what you saying. When I get the preaching, people get the praying. I ain't playing, all my goons will get the spraying. I ain't lying, I'm just saying. Got a lot to live for. Shorty in my ear, yo. Talking about how she can go. With the playing, go.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what we're doing tonight. We're talking about stopping these killings. We're talking about stopping this violence. We're talking about taking care of your health. We're talking about taking care of our neighborhoods, our schools. We're even talking about how we treat each other in the industry. It's so, so very important. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to get your mic open because we definitely want to hear your input on the situation. How are we going to get this money or make any progress and we divide it? Let's go ahead to the hotlines and get some love. And big shout-out to Majestic for that joint. Caller 216-672, you're now live on Deep Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Valerie, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Welcome to the show, Valerie. What's going on? Holla at us, queen.
Yeah, I'm talking, you got my boy on there, Cash, but about, we got to support our new artists. I mean, that's the only way they're going to come up, and by giving them all the airplay they can get, that's a big help.
You're definitely right about that, about supporting the artists and, you know, making a connection from the fan to the artist base, and even with new indie artists. And I have a show on Fridays, Queen, that I do call Frontline Fridays, and I showcase artists and showcase their music. And we got to make sure we tell our artists that the music, if you got me on speaker, y'all got to take me off because it's going to be an echo. Otherwise, I'm not going to hear myself. So I need y'all to take me off speaker.
Okay, you're off.
All right, for all the artists out there, we want to make sure when y'all come to the shows and get your music showcased, make sure it's radio ready. Because I think a lot of our artists be like, okay, it's hot, it's out there, this, and that, and so forth. But you want to make sure it's radio ready because you never know who's listening. And Queen, what is one of the tips? You got a new artist. He's an indie artist. His name is Cash.
Yes, it's King Cash out of California.
Okay, and what's one of the tips that you would give out to the indie artists as far as what you managing your artists already? What's one of the tips that you would give for a new artist coming in to the game, you know, as far as just getting proper exposure?
just to try to hook up with as many people online, especially on the internet. I mean, like on Ustream, on Facebook, just to hook up with other artists and a lot of other promoters. There's a lot of unknown promoters out there that need the support, too, because they're out there supporting artists, you know, and they don't even know them, but they play their music online. They play, you know, they give them all the support and attention that they need, and that's what they need to look for.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely right about that. The promoters do go in and they go hard, and a lot of people don't know them, and the artists don't know. But what I would say, if you promoting the artist, tag your name to that. Tag your name to them. If I promote you, you think I'm not going to tag my name to your tracks? You think I'm not going to tag my name in your YouTube? Anything that I'm promoting, I'm tagging my name. You know, and it's not about me trying to take credit off of it. I'm putting my name on something that I'm putting work into, and it's very important. And for the promoters and the artists, it's important that you learn what's going on behind the scenes. And even if you're promoting the artist, you want to build a relationship with them. Just don't go promoting their music and playing their stuff. If you don't, you know, you haven't took the time out to get to know them, let them know, like, I'm feeling your music and I want to promote you and I'm looking to build a long-term relationship. This ain't no hit and run right here.
That's right.
Queen, give some shout-outs for me before I go to the next caller.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out for the Ustream show, the Shay Capone show on Ustream that's being it's on right now, and we are supporters of Cash, and if everybody else can get on Ustream and look us up, we support all new artists. And not just music, but in any kind of artist form, and to just tune into the show.
Thank you, Queen, for calling. Hey, Queen, how did you hear about the Diva Spot ENT Radio?
I heard it through our artist, Cash Money.
Big shout out to Cash, man.
I know that's right, baby.
All right, let's go to the next. The hotlines is lighting up. We got 253. If you got me on speaker, you have to take me off. Otherwise, we're going to get an echo, and you're not going to be able to hear me, and I'm not going to be able to hear you. 253. 459. Yeah, I'm going to take that off and be thankful that I have Genius and Dot and all of you people. Live. If you want to be heard, press the one button right now, y'all. We going in on this topic. I want to talk about the industry. We lost a great, great, great DJ, DJ Megatron. And it's a lot. I'm going to go down a list in a few minutes. And if y'all on the line and you want to, you know, give a shout out to your fallen soldier, to your family, all you got to do is press the one button. I'll open up your mic. We can give the shout outs. And you can get us with us live on the chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I'll get the shout outs live on air for you in the chat room if you would like to post them there. But we lost a late great man. We lost DJ Megatron. DJ Megatron was killed this morning. He was shot and killed. He recently just had a baby. And he has two other children. This would have been his third child, and he was killed. Why? And it's crazy because when we see these reports, y'all, and so many times we see them, when we see these reports, it say, oh, this person was killed, shot down, or whatever the case may be. Authorities don't have any leads just of yet. And a lot of our youth and a lot of our sisters and brothers is being left there. They're being left in these cold case files. And as our artists, you know, we have to be really mindful, and the promoters too. We got to be mindful of what we promote and what y'all talk about on y'all records. It's crazy. And I'm feeling some type of way because the thing about it is, you mean to tell me if Cash gets shine, Wada gets shine, Jeans gets shine, whoever gets shine, that it's in their future that they're going to get shot? Do you know what these people went through to get to where they at? We cannot be divided anymore. Ain't no we need to stop killing each other. We need to stop doing this. The time is now. We doing this now. Y'all get to know your neighbors. It start right there in your neighborhood. Ain't no way you should be living on a block or in a building and you don't know the neighbors on the side of you and across the street. Because this is what happens. Something pop off, somebody killed in their house, somebody died in their house, or a little child is raped or a child is missing, and you don't know who that child is. You probably seen that child up on the hill when you was coming down from the store. That's why it's so important for us to get to know who lives around us, who in our neighborhood. and also within the business world. Who you networking with? I run a family-based business. Anybody that's rocking with Diva Spot ENT, anybody that's rocking with Diva Mary Kay, and we build a rapport with each other, I'm going to start to consider you family. I can consider you extended family. I'm not going to say you my family right off the bat. You give me a reason, and it is what it is, and I put you to the test, but I look at you as family. I want what's best for you. And it's rare that you run across people like that that want what's best for you in spite of. I ain't got to get nothing from you to wish you well. I want you all to have wealth and success. That's what brings me joy at the end of the day. We can't be divided, y'all. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love because I see y'all lighting up because I want to get my people's opinion because it's very important about us not being divided and sticking together and stopping these killings because our youth is catching it. And it's heartbreaking to turn on the news every day and see a child or a young brother or a young sister murdered laying down in the street. So let's go to 314-683. You're now live on Diva Spot ENT Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Majestic. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Majestic, what's going on, man? Majestic, live in the building. We just played your joint called Make It Hot, yo. It was definitely
I know. I heard it. I appreciate it.
How you love that? Round of applause for Majestic.
Thanks. You know, My phone be tripping, so I'm gonna try to keep this short and sweet. I really want to say, you know what I'm saying, RIP to DJ Megatron. But
I really want to touch base on, like, you know what I'm saying, my age group. You know, I'm 24 years old, and it's like I've seen a lot of stuff happen. You know, and you know, shout out to Cash is my brother. You know, that's my producer, and she said he was from California, but he's from St. Louis. That's my actual brother. But I actually want to talk about my age bracket, you know, because it's like in St. Louis, out here, it's so much, you know what I'm saying, hate that, you know, because they call it the murder capital, that's what they call it, you know, and people glorify off that, and which I don't understand, you know, instead of sticking together, people choose to hate on each other. That's why it's hard for artists to come out of St. Louis, you know, you see Nelly, you see, you know what I'm saying, but you really don't see a handful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much hate out here, and it's a lot of killing going on, too, because I witnessed young people that's younger than me. Mm-hmm. You know, my cousin, he just got sentenced to life, you know what I'm saying, for over some dumb stuff. So it's like, I really just, you know what I'm saying, if I could send a message, I would tell people, you know what I'm saying, pick up a pen instead of picking up a gun, because that's mm-hmm. what I chose to do.
That's definitely what's up, man. That's crazy, and I definitely appreciate your input, King. Make sure you do me a favor and send me Cash's Twitter. Send it to me so I can pull up Cash information and network with y'all later on. But you're right about that. Pick up a pen and fight with your brain. Don't fight with no guns. That's the weak way to do stuff. Let's try something new. I'm going to fight you with my education. You can't do nothing with me because I got a leg up on you and I'm smarter than the average bear. Let's go ahead and get some more love on the line. We chopping it up. For those who just tuning in, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting it in, family. We talking about stopping these killings, stopping this violence. We talking about knowing the people in our neighborhood, being active in our schools, and going forward with our education. You know, and also in the industry, how we treat each other in the industry, too. It's too many of us divided. How are we going to make money and we divided? How we going to finish school and get degrees and we divide it? We are talking about these jobs. We shouldn't be really 100% on jobs. It ain't that there's not jobs out there. There's not enough companies to employ people. So on Diva Spot ENT, everybody that's listening, I want you to think about starting your own business. And the one thing where you can start as is something that you really like to do. And make sure it's legal, please, because we don't want no mishaps. Let's go ahead and go to the hotline. We got 909-528 live on Diva Spot. What's your name and where you calling from? 909-528, can you hear me? All right, let's keep the KIM in. Let's see. And y'all ain't got to worry about, y'all can speak on this show, man. This is what it's for. This is for the people. Voice your opinion because we need y'all opinion. Let's go to 314. 314-243. You're now live on Divas Live Radio on UNT. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good, Diva? This is Kenny Cash from St. Louis. I'd like to shout out my brother, Majestic. I'd like to also salute to you for playing our song on the radio. Because yesterday, out here in St. Louis, they said it couldn't happen, but it happened in New York City for you.
Trash, that's what's up, man. Round of applause. So proud of you and so proud of y'all and so proud to hear that. That just gave me, like, kind of goosebumps. I love it when I hear stuff like that. Cash, holler at us and give it to us raw, man.
Well, I want to kind of give a little feedback on the, you know, the killings and murders and everything.
Yeah.
Like, especially with hip-hop, because hip-hop plays a major part in it. Like, mm-hmm. You got the cats that's rapping about drugs and trapping, but at the same time, everybody not built for the trap or the street life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you got all these dudes rapping about what they doing, but it's just like covering up, you know what I'm saying, what they got inside of them instead of, you know what I'm saying, doing what they want to do in life or going out and just doing it, just doing whatever you want to do. And a lot of dudes don't do that out here. So it's like, First off, with rap, hip-hop, in order for it to, you know what I'm saying, live and keep pushing, you got to be real with it.
Hmm.
So that's what we're doing.
You definitely right about that. You said, you know, a lot of these cats ain't built for the street life. My question is, who is built for the street life? You know what I'm saying? This was something that was developed, and a lot of people don't understand. There is a retirement plan to the streets. It's called death, baby. And it comes with a high price.
Right. Like, you know, people that's built for the street life is, like, people that don't care. You know, you got the people that do care, but those are the ones that essentially be like, well, I got to find a way to get out.
Mm.
But for the most part, the ones who do get out, it's either dead or in jail. There's only a few people that I know, like OGs in the hood, that actually got out. But, you know what I'm saying, they still scarred from it. They still have issues with, you know what I'm saying, waking up, dreaming about stuff that they had done or they've seen their life. But in order for, you know what I'm saying, us as a black race to come from being in the street or in the jungle and getting killed and killing each other, we need to, you know what I'm saying, stand up and make a point for what we're doing in our life. You know what I'm saying? Like my brother said, you know what I'm saying, do something else with your time instead of picking up a gun and try to sell a brick. You know what I'm saying? That's whack. Why sell a brick when you can open up a business to sell?
Hmm.
Well, there's more than one way to be a hustler.
Yeah, the more, I'm just about to say that. Man, you took them words right out my mouth. It's more than one way to be a hustler. What's the point of selling a brick when you can take a brick and build a foundation? How about that? Expand your mind. You only as good as what you put into your mind and expand your mind to. It's all about networking, man. It's all about caring and sharing. Let's get back to that. Everybody ain't grimy, but guess what? It don't matter. Like, if somebody do something grimy to me or try to kick dirt on Diva name or whatever the case may be, that don't affect me. They ain't got nothing to do with me. See, that's a worldly thing. When you make the things in the world your friend, you make God your enemy. I'm only here for a reason. I'm a tool to be used. It's no coincidence that we on this show right now and we voicing our opinions and I got this palette. Accept your gifts. Accept who you are. Accept what God gave you and use it for the benefit, for the positive things. You know, we not divided. We only, it's a lot of us that just think ignorant. There's a lot of us that want to have some stuff, but we too afraid to open our mouths and open our minds to get it. And that's what the show is about. It's a palette. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. Let's get some more feedback from our people. 613-797, what's your name and where you calling from? 613-797, can you hear me? That's cool. You can stay tuned in. Let's keep it pushing. Let's see who else want to voice their opinion. What about 562-248? Can you hear me? All right. I'll let y'all tune in, man. One thing that I wanted to say right now, we had an incident back in Jersey. 13-year-old boy shot multiple times. Laid out in the middle of a busy street, like a Springfield Avenue, laid out in a busy street. And that baby laid out there for damn near 2 hours before anybody came, before the ambulance and, you know, whoever came there to cover him up, but they was able to take pictures of him. And he is one of three people that I know from Newark. It was another one on Clinton Avenue in Bergen. And also shout out, rest in peace to Weezy, Al Fuquan. Rest in peace to my G. That was my niece's father. Weezy wasn't even 21 years old yet. He was left out there. And they was able to take pictures with their camera phones, and it circulated around the city of this person's head being blown and shot. How is it that we can take pictures and circulate this, but we can't take pictures or text info about educating one another? We can, and we will. There is no what we need to do. Our people are making moves right now. We making moves right now. We solidifying our futures right now for our youth. We ain't got to worry about the industry. We ain't got to get caught up in the Illuminati of things. We making a difference right now. We done came a long way, so we got to keep pushing. Don't give up today, because you never know what tomorrow got promised for you, man. You never know what tomorrow got promised for you. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got a few more minutes left in the show. If you're on the line right now and you want to get your shout-outs on right now, you want to get some love, press the one button and we'll open up your mic, man. Let's go. It's Diva Mary Kay.
Tuned in to that on the spot diva from east to the west coast. Her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy. You already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our shine and our grind on right here. For those who just tuning in, I'm doing a show tonight. It's Sunday. I know we all relaxing, but I want to talk about stopping these killings, stopping these murders, stopping this violence, stopping this us being divided and us being unified. When I say a unit, I mean a full unit. And I got Jazzy live in the building. Y'all got a G live in the building on the line. And Jazzy, I appreciate you calling in. And I'm going to find you, and I'm going to open up your line, because he definitely can drop some jewels on you. Jazzy been in the game for a minute. Wow. But I definitely want to talk about us being divided, stopping these killings again. Rest in peace to DJ Megatron, man, and to anybody that lost their life to this whole battle, even if it's in your neighborhood, in the industry, in schools. It's so important that we know our neighbors. It's so important that we know the teachers and whatnot at the school, the principal, first name basis, y'all, our professors. We support our mates and our family members that go to schools. And also in the industry, we ain't got to be divided. A lot of us is doing the same thing, but the only difference between me and you is I do it different, I'll probably do it better. Let me go ahead and find Jazzy here. Hold on. I think this Jazzy right here. 818?
Yeah, that's me.
Jazzy! Hold on, I got to give you an official intro, yo. Hold on, this for you, Jazzy. Jazzy. Word up.
What's up?
Welcome to the show, man. Jazzy, we talking about being divided, man. We talking about each one teach one, and we also talking about knowing our neighbors. It's so important that we know who around us and know who we doing business with, because everybody is like, well, if it ain't in my house, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Or if that ain't my child, you know, I want you to just, you know, if you could drop a couple of jewels about stopping these killings and us being divided as people, man.
Well, you know, that when I got the text from you and seen the topic, I had to call in, you know, but I wanted to kind of get a little, you know, ear full of what you was dropping, because I know you always dropping that real stuff.
I'm
you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm a frontline soldier for unity out here, you know, not saying I'm the only one, but anybody that know me, they know what I represent and what I push is unity. You know, the media, they play divide and conquer with us, and we don't open our third eye to understand what's going on. You know, when they want to, you know, certain laws are supposed to be voted in by the people. They throw some negative stuff out there, and they push them laws right through, and we just worried about hip-hop, cars, you know, jewelry.
Hmm.
We need to start really seeing what's going on. You know, hip-hop is a multi-billion dollar industry, but they feed us the crumbs. They feed us the back end of all the money that we generate, but they give us the little crumbs to keep us, you know. But what we have to understand is, like, especially with this Crip and Blood and this black on black and brown on brown, that's divide and conquer, because, you know, they keep us divided, you conquer us. And we really have to start understanding what's going on, you know, because this is not by accident. They're doing this on purpose. Take over and do what they want to do. You know, we got to stop accepting food out of their hands and start feeding ourselves, you know.
You definitely right about that, and I like how what you said about it's all designed. You know, we get in the crumbs of this situation, and if we do get our hands on some money, we so caught up on the flashy lights, the material things, the cars, the clothes, and the you know what, that we can't even focus on what's important, like those taxes. Who's going down for taxes, y'all? We got a whole bunch of artists that's going down. Even actors, Wesley Snipes just went down for taxes. They hollering at Ja Rule. They want his money. And he just got a gun charge. Ain't that something? Oh, who else? Man.
But the thing is, you know, us, mainly Latinos and blacks, we're raised. It starts, no disrespect to our mothers and fathers and our aunties and uncles, but we're raised from the start, from the womb, we're educated to graduate, go to school, in education, to get prepared to go work for somebody else and make somebody else rich. We're not educated to learn finances and real estate and stocks. You know, we're just educated, you know, I know a lot of our parents, mainly, I'm going to speak for myself. My mother said, hey, go to school, graduate 12th grade, and get a good job. So mainly, go to school, get a good job, mainly go work for someone else and make them rich, not go to school to learn how to get my own, own my own company and have people work for me. So we're raised to work for somebody else to wish we can get rich. It ain't about getting rich. It's about understanding we've straight away from each one, teach one. You know, I was born in the 60s, so I was born in during that era where we had leaders. You know, now these young cats, whether it be in hip-hop in our neighborhoods, now, you know, let a neighbor try to whoop discipline a young kid on the block now. That kid will pull out a gun and probably shoot at him. You know, back when I was being raised, my neighbor could whoop my butt. You know, if I was doing something wrong, the neighbor would grab you and tear you up and take you home. Now let a neighbor try to whoop you or tell your parents something, you know, they car burn up or something. You know, it's no respect.
And it's crazy, you know, that the parents is taking it as a form of disrespect. Who is you to come and tell me about my child? And like when I'm coming to tell you what your child did wrong, you looking at me with the school face and like you being withdrawn from me and you being negative with me. So your child is looking at you, and you know they only mimicking what they're seeing. You know, and the time has changed that, you know, the kids, somebody whooping somebody kid, because there's a lot of crazy people out here. But except if there's a negative, if you're getting, you know, some information about your child that may be negative, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept
that's
it.
Right.
And don't look at it as something personal. You know, just accept it that somebody took the time out to come and tell you what your child was doing. Because they could have easily sat there and let your child keep messing with somebody's car or hanging off the tree or running in the streets and get hit by a car.
Yeah, you're right.
I understand what somebody, if somebody comes to tell you about your child, they only telling you because they got some type of care, concern, or love for that child. I ain't got to know your child to love your child. I don't have to know your child to care about your child. I don't have to know you to care about you. But I have a genuine concern about there was a situation that's wrong, and I wanted to come and let you know. And even when you go to the parent, don't be all like, your child out here doing this, this, and that. We don't need all the shenanay neck. You rocking your neck. You going to break it telling me what happened. But, you know, I think it's the whole patient situation of it and us being divided as a whole unit. You know, you just got to care in spite of. You can't give up faith in spite of. And, you know, I see a lot of people online and on Twitter and, you know, and out in the world, in the industry. And, you know, it's like everybody caught up on self. They caught up on self. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to be up, word.
No
I'm
problem.
Send my salute to everybody that tuned into the show.
We definitely appreciate that, Don. We definitely appreciate you coming in and dropping your jewels on the show, all right?
Yeah, I was listening, too.
All right, I appreciate that. We about to wrap it up and get up out of here anyway. We kind of went over our time because I care about my people so much, but we got to stop these killings. We got to get to know our neighbors. We got to get to know our situations and who we dealing with. And it's all about each one teach one, man. If you know something, share it. If you understand something, share it. We done went through some stuff, so you won't have to go through it. If you see me going through some stuff, you see your sister, your brother, your father, your cousin, your generation go through some things, don't you do it. We breaking the cycle right now. Ain't no we need to do this. We doing this right now, this very second. We breaking the cycles. We bringing the family back to the dinner tables. That's first. When we sit down and have dinner, everybody sit down and have dinner and cut that TV off. I want to know how you doing today. And it's going to be weird the first couple of times. It's understandable. But bring no family back to the table. And let's get back active, healthy, working out, taking walks, bike riding with our family. It's possible. I have to say, I thank everybody for tuning in. Jazzy, I always love it when you come through, brother. It's been a blessing that you blessed my show. Big shout out to you, Cash, for coming through. I appreciate you tuning in and listening. Y.B., you know you my brother forever. Thank you. Dot, thank you for tuning in as well. Genius, thank you for chiming in. Everybody that tuned in tonight, we had a good show tonight. It shows you that our people really can show up to go up because we had 50 people calling in. That was just on the line. I don't even know how many people was listening live online, but we do show up to go up, y'all. We making this difference today. So a big round of applause for all of us, man. Y'all make sure y'all check me out on Wednesday. I will be back to bless you with my Diva presence. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. Thursdays is Feed the Wolf Diva Edition, Hip Hop History. Fridays is Frontline Fridays. And Saturday is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Y'all remember, keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here, y'all.